This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load.
Come see me. Can't see me.
Every now and again in the history of this show, I've had certain guests that have sort of made the show, defined the show, and today I get to revisit that.
Get yourself.
This is music from an album called The Music Made Me Do It. And only one person can tear a riff like that.
You heard it all before, but I'm going to say it again.
Joining me again, it's been a while. It's been a while since I got to talk to him. But joining me again is Uncle Ted, Ted Nugent. Good evening, sir.
But back at you, Bill. Happy springtime anyway. I hope you're all safe and strong and remaining hopeful in these crazy, crazy times.
I'm going to tell you, you didn't go to SHOT Show, did you?
No, I like to think that every day of my life, even though you've got a program called Locked and Loaded, Bill, my life is cocked, locked, and ready to rock the Glock, Doc, 24-7, 365,
right.
71. My life is a SHOT Show. It's the Shooting, Hunting, Outdoor, Ted Show. I would venture to say, Bill, as cocky as I may be,
right,
I think I have more sporting goods and ammo than the SHOT Show. So, no, I didn't go to the SHOT Show this year. I go ahead and wallow in my own arsenal every day.
Well, it's probably good that you didn't go, because I think I caught coronavirus at SHOT
yeah,
Show on
I'm
radio.
Yeah, huh? Are yeah. you doing okay now?
Yeah, it took me about a month to get over it, though. I mean,
you know, Shemaine and I were talking when this all exploded that we had both of us, you know, we're elderly. I'm 71 this year. In fact, I'll be 72 in 2020. I'll be 72 this coming winter. And she's 57. I don't think she likes me saying that because she looks like she's about 19. Believe me, I enjoy that. But anyhow, we had the worst flu of our lives, the worst sickly condition of a long, long life. And I wouldn't be a bit surprised. That was back in late January. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if it was a variation of this COVID-19. So I'm glad you're doing well, but it's more evidence that more people are becoming well again, and they're being cured on their own just by being smart. So good for you. Thank God, huh?
Yeah. You wrote an article about this. You wrote an article about the pandemic. What are your thoughts on the pandemic? First of all, I know you're down there ensconced in the very nice Nugent Ranch, and you're surrounded by the wildlife, and 71 is just a number. 71
Amen.
It's just a number. You don't act 71, so I know you're out there
and
running
it's an
around.
An adorable number, too.
Yeah. So what do you think about this COVID-19? What do you think about this? Media is running it?
Yeah, there's a tsunami of my thoughts. Number one, my first thought is compassion and empathy for my fellow Americans and fellow human beings who are suffering and hurting right now. I know it's real. I see the evidence. I trust Tucker Carlson when he gives the report, and I trust the great President Donald Trump. So there is a COVID-19. It is a dangerous, highly contagious virus. So my first thought is one of prayer for my fellow man. My second thought is extreme anger that I've expressed to you over and over again, because I'm a real American. I raise hell. If somebody came to Concord Bridge to take my guns, I would get a bunch of my buddies. We'd go there and we'd shoot them. I'm a radical. I believe in independence and self-sufficiency and the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. So let's establish that right now. So my anger is absolutely perfect that we the people have been so disconnected and irresponsibly apathetic that we allowed past administrations and our government to turn. Think of this, Bill. The words don't even want to come out of my mouth. They're so vile. And that is that the United States corrupt, criminally power-abusing, punk-ass government bureaucrats gave the life life and death control of our pharmaceuticals and antibiotics and medicines to the Chinese, to the genocidal, tyrannical, communist, criminal Chinese. They gave the control of our medicines to these punks. I hope that's the number one lesson we learn.
Well, I kind of think a lot of people take it this way because it's still making it into the news despite the media, how they're holding up medicine and how they're sort of they sent out a bunch of COVID-19 tests that proved to be not good, bad. They were bad tests. They didn't work out. They weren't actually valid tests. So, yeah, that's that. But I mean, you make a very good point here. I mean, and I'll add to this. You talk about surviving all the floods, hurricanes, ice storms, blizzard, droughts, Y2K, post 9/11. Not to mention 12 pandemics in the 244 years. We've never taken the steps we're taking right now to try to fight this. What do you make?
It's cultural suicide.
Yeah. You know?
Well, that's the real heartbreak here. I mean, I got to tell you, do I value life? Yes, I revere the miraculous gift of life from God that we all should cherish. And so many of us, certainly the Nugent family, treats our sacred temple with respect and reverence. We don't put poisons and alcohol and drugs and chemicals into our body or even in our homes. So there's a lot of buffoonery out there where these weaker and their immune systems being weakened by, you know, just idiotic choices with the drugs, the tobacco, the alcohol, the vaping. I mean, who's stupid enough to do any of that? And of course, just take a walk in America and there's like a whole bunch of them stupid enough to do that. So they're already weak. They're highly susceptible to any kind of contagion, much less an extreme one like COVID-19. So I hope the other lesson, and again, let me repeat the first lesson, we the people have a moral, intellectual, and spiritual responsibility to hold our elected employees' face to constitutional accountability. And we're experiencing this horror story right now because we have failed to do so. That's why I celebrate that Donald Trump is not presidential, because all these BSers in the past administrations acted presidential while they were scamming us and giving our life and death control to our enemies. Am I emphasizing these words adequately so that the listeners are actually registering these words, because these are not a hunch or an opinion of a guitar player. The evidence will gag you, and we've got to take control of our government back. And that's by smart people who are in the asset column, earn our own way, live within our means, save for a rainy day. We don't run out for toilet paper when we're down to a few rolls. We've already got a couple hundred because we've been through ice storms and hurricanes and dangerous conditions in the past. So the other lesson to be learned here is referencing my last sentence. What kind of numbnut is not prepared? Who doesn't already have a fire extinguisher in a number of rooms in their homes? Who already isn't armed and prepared to defend themselves? And of course, the painful answer is a whole bunch of Americans are unarmed and helpless, which is just an embarrassingly ridiculous, irresponsible condition. So I hope preparedness and raising more we the people hell with our elected employees are the biggest lessons to be learned here. You can't trust foreigners. Donald Trump is a great commander-in-chief, and we better demand our senators and congressmen and mayors and governors support this great man. If they don't, vote him the hell out of office.
We're coming up on the first break. The music made me do it. Has that dropped yet?
Yes, and it does make me do it, and it's great music with Jason Heartless on drums, just an animal, Greg Smith on bass guitar. The music still makes real music lovers do it, and I couldn't be more proud of this record. It rocks your ass raw.
Yeah, I've got. We'll be playing. We got three more cuts to play from it. Anyway, we're talking to Uncle Ted Nugent, safely ensconced in the Nugent Ranch.
We are not scrambling. We've got unlimited water, unlimited fish, unlimited venison, unlimited food to eat at home. Quite honestly, we have fuel for our generator for at least 6 months. So everybody have a good time scrambling out there.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Midway is a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
So rare to get to talk to my guest, but you know what? He's not sitting around gathering moss. Another cut from The Music Made Me Do It. Out now. I I used to, when albums were coming out, I loved albums. Do they still call them albums? My guest is, of course, Uncle Ted, Ted Nugent. They still call them albums nowadays?
Bill, I call them albums. I call them, you know, accumulation of brilliant, sexy guitar licks just to keep the animals breeding. That's what I call them. In fact, Bill, right now, officially, Ted Nugent authorizes Bill Frady on his Magic Lock and Load radio show to use the only opening song that really is appropriate, and it's called Caught, Locked, and Ready to Rock off of the Music Made Me Do It album, and you should use that because it defines your entire lock and loaded spirit, my friend. So that's what you ought to use from now on. There's actually a song called Caught, Locked, and Ready to Rock.
I've got it on here for one of the next two
it's
seconds.
It's a cranker, man. Yeah. My boys crank. You know, I cheat because I have the only Gibson Birdland guitar made in Kalamazoo, Michigan that is actually ballistically coefficient, so my licks are just a little sexier than the rest of those guys.
So, anyway, you wrote an article about called The Last Boy Scout, and sort of a call to arms, but at the same time sort of pointing some things out, and I've been doing this too. Like, for example, a lot of people have been up in arms about what happened in Virginia with their election, right, with what's going on as far as the anti-gun movement that's there. But
crazy, huh?
They got elected. They got elected to do that. I mean, everybody was out there sort of saying, yeah, we're going to do this. Bloomberg was out there dishing out money like he was dealing cards. I mean, it wasn't like this. We didn't see this coming.
Well, that's what I just mentioned, the disconnect, the embarrassing, irresponsible, I believe treasonous disconnect of so many Americans who believe in God, family, country. They live God, family, and country. They believe that the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence identifies the only experiment in self-government in the history of humankind. They believe it. They preach it. They rally about it at the bowling alley, at the deer ranch, and at the hunting club. But they don't vote. The real criminals in America aren't the Soroses and the anti-gunners and the anti-hunters and the anti-freedom punks in the Democrat Party, which pretty much 100% of them. It's we, the people who believe in God, family, and country, and they don't vote. They bend over and let these creeps go, you know, we're going to take your guns if we get voted. And these guys go, oh, no, you ain't. And then they let them. Bill, that's the real curse. So that's what we have to emphasize. And even though The Last Boy Scout was basically referencing the horror story of the coronavirus and how preparedness should be a standard operating procedure, it certainly is for my brother and sister and my sons and daughters, my wife Shemaine, my band, my crew, everybody I know is already cocked, locked, and ready to rock the Glock Doc. We're prepared. We don't run out and get stuff when we need it. We've learned from ice storms and blizzards and droughts and floods and the fear of Y2K and the horror of post 9/11. So we've already got toilet paper. We already have guns and ammo. We already have water and food stored. We have adequate medicine supplies. So, and by the way, Bill, as it sounds like I'm condemning the irresponsible, ill-prepared goofballs out there, because I am, here's the real positive. Do you know there's a huge army of great American families who are not scrambling, who are not panicking during COVID-19 quarantine? Everybody I know has adequate supplies at least for a month or two.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of great, real American self-sufficiency, rugged individual families, independent families who are thoughtful and conscientious, and we are already prepared. And they know who they are. They're listening to us right now at your show, Bill, and they're nodding their head going, yeah, no kidding. But there's also a bunch of numbnuts out there that think they can't make ends meet because they got a tattoo, a pierced nipple, vaping, some tobacco to chew, and plenty of whiskey and some, and maybe a little meth and some Oxycontin to go with it. That's not making ends meet, you jerks. Making ends meet means being a responsible head of a household and a member of a household who earns their own way, lives within their means, and here we are in 2020, Bill. Here's the third one. Number one, earn your own way. That brings gratification and fulfillment. Number two, live within your means. That's just pragmatism. Number three, save for a rainy day. Well, welcome to rainy day hell, pandemic quarantine 2020. everybody I know is adequately prepared for a good run. Maybe the Nugent, I wouldn't need a store to open for a, I don't know, forever, really. I have unlimited fish, and I know, well, I'm a big, rich rock star. Bill, I lived this lifestyle when I didn't have a pot to piss in. I made sure I was prepared because I was raised in a hunting family who knew that if you want to stay warm in the winter, you not only have to gather wood and split it and stack it, but you had to plant trees in the spring so you put more back in than you take. I mean, think of how radical some people think what I'm saying is.
Well,
when it's just basic 1 + 1 = 2 responsible survival self-sufficiency. So I think this is a great wake-up call.
Have you noticed some of the some of the casualties of this COVID-19 thing? First of all, they've done away with reusable bags, and they're saying use single-use plastic bags only. They don't want anybody
to... Well, sure, everything the Democrats stand for is wrong. any word out of Nancy Pelosi's mouth, the best, smart, responsible thing to do is listen to the Democrats and do the exact opposite of everything they say. I got to tell you, I hate to be the angry, condemnable guy. But, you know, if you want your family to be safe, when old Yeller brings you your slippers and saves your child from the coyote, you hug old Yeller and give him a biscuit. When old Yeller foams at the mouth and snarls at your son or daughter, you shoot old Yeller between the eyes. Realistic responses to real-world conditions. I use the old Yeller analogy, of course. How many young people even know what the hell I'm talking about?
Not many.
They should play the old Yeller movie and The Patriot and Braveheart and Dirty Harry, I think. They should play those movies in every classroom, preschool through, you know, law school graduates, so they remember that old Yeller good, biscuit. Old Yeller bad, bullet between the eyes. Improvise, adapt, and overcome. And I'm here to tell you, a lot of Americans that are prepared, and I think 99.9% of them are Republicans, because Democrats are such stoner, whiny, crybaby, excuse-making jerks that they're not ready for anything.
Let me get you an old right there. We'll be right back. We're talking to Uncle Ted Nugent. This is Lock and Load.
She would have known because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I care. To thank my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is touting the Paycheck Protection Program. During a White House briefing, the president says the program has been so successful, he's asking Congress for more money.
Paycheck Protection Program has been incredible. So based on the incredible success of the program, I'm announcing that I'll be asking Congress to provide an additional $250 billion for the Paycheck Protection, which will help keep Americans employed to facilitate a quick and full recovery. We're doing very well.
The number of people who died from COVID-19 is continuing to grow. It passed 12,000 this afternoon, only a few hours after crossing the 11,000 threshold. Johns Hopkins University researchers say nearly 380,000 people are infected with the virus in the United States. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This album called The Music Made Me Do It. They don't make music like that anymore, Ted, except for people like you and some of the guys that were actually rock and roll musicians, do they? Nobody...
Sure, thank God. Let's celebrate that spirit of Little Richard, outrageous, authoritative, you know, defiant rock and roll is alive and well. And I'm going to salute my incredible band, Greg Smith on bass guitar and Jason Heartless on drums. He's only 23 out of Detroit. And I'm going to tell you, I'm the luckiest guitar player in the world. What Jason and Greg do to every lick, every song, every night, every concert is every musician's dream. And the people go berserk every night. For me to be able to tell you, I finished my 2019 tour in Detroit at Pine Knob on August 31st, 2019. It was my 6,757th concert. 6,757, Bill. How can I get up in the morning? Anyhow, how can I not get up in the morning? And it was the most intense, wonderful, fun, highest energy, just musically gratifying tour of my life. And if this damn pandemic had just subsided enough, we were already booked to tour July and August. And what Greg and Jason and I do every night is the American Dream soundtrack. So God bless real music lovers out there. If you go to my Facebook, you see that people love dedicated musicians who really practice and have a work ethic. And so a big salute to all those real music lovers and real patriots on my Facebook. I welcome them to join me there every day.
When you came to Simpsonville, South Carolina, I was filling in at a local radio station at WORD. And, you know, the day goes along and everything, but at the opening of every hour, I was giving away tickets to your concert, and, you know, then the phones would just, I only had four lines, and they would all go solid. They would all go solid. We gave those away faster than anything I think they've ever given away, anything before.
Well, again, what you have said, people still love authoritative music, and we're just carrying on the baton of those black musical geniuses, all the way going back to Howlin' Wolf, Muddy Waters, Lightnin' Hopkins, and what Chuck Berry and Bo Diddley and Little Richard and Jerry Lee Lewis. I'll let you tell Jerry Lee Lewis he's not black. But that black emotion and musical work ethic that James Brown and Wilson Pickett, the Motown Funk Brothers, and all our heroes represented, it's still alive and well today. And that's what Jason and Greg and I do every night. And the people see it, feel it, and they love it. So thank you, everybody out there, for this gravity-defying career of mine. I'm having so much fun. It's stupid.
You probably live to be like 140 or something at this rate. So you're only halfway
down.
No,
I got big plans. I got big plans for my 100th opening day of beer season.
So you get to travel the United States, probably the world in your time and everything else. Are you shocked when you look at things from the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s to today? Are you shocked by the number of people that are just sort of that this crept up on? Or I can't even say it crept up on them because, well, I know why it crept up on them, because they were paying too much attention to the impeachment. But are you shocked at how many people are sitting around with their hands out and scared in the United States today?
Well, I'm not shocked at all, because I've watched the abandonment of the American rugged individualism. Not overall. Because, again, my band, my crew, my hard-working neighbors, certainly my family, my incredible wife, Shemaine, my management, Doug and Linda, and all my sons and daughters and grandkids, my brother, everybody in my world is dedicated to work ethic and productivity and making sacrifices and taking risks, so that we are in the asset column. We are benefiting our family and our community, our world and our planet. So I watched the New Deal. It was a raw deal. What Roosevelt presented was the softening of America. Hey, you don't have to work. I'll just send you a check. And then the great society, the not so great society by Johnson. Hey, we'll have a war on poverty, but we're going to take all this money from the hardworking people and just give it to people who refuse to get up in the morning. So I'm not shocked, because I've been tuned in. It's important to repeat, Bill. I've been clean and sober for 71 years. No drugs, no alcohol, no tobacco, and no fat girlfriends. I mean, that stuff will kill you. I'm serious about that. I don't mean to knock my fat friends out there. But anyhow, they know it's fine. But no, I'm clean and sober, so I pick up on information, and I pick up on reality. And I get to train with the Delta Force and the SEALs and the Army Rangers and the Green Beret. I've been a sheriff deputy for 41 years, and I've done federal raids against murderers and rapists. And when your safety is off and your finger's on the trigger kicking down a door to arrest a child molester, you better not be comfortably numb. You know what I mean?
I do.
So when I'm sharing my observations with you, they're not hunches. I have no guesswork. I don't make believe and give you an opinion whether the Constitution is good or not. It is good. Those are self-evident truths. So I'm not shocked when I watch the hippies just destroy their minds and their souls with drugs and alcohol and tobacco. And then you got people that just make choices that destroy their sacred temple. And they just gobble sugar and garbage and chemical preservatives, and they got blubber, and they got to lift up slabs of blubber to dry themselves off after a shower. And so I've watched the incremental cultural and spiritual suicide, where I was attacked and condemned and hated because I wouldn't snort cocaine with John Belushi. And I said, John, you dirtbag, this is going to kill you, man. Jimi Hendrix laughed at me because I wouldn't take his drugs. Bon Scott laughed at me because I wouldn't drink his Jack Daniels. I said, you dirtbag, you're going to die, man. So I'm not shocked. What I'm shocked is that those that are supposed to be the same species as you and I can be that weak, that stupid. They see all the dead bodies from snorting cocaine and meth and heroin. They see all the dead bodies and they go, I think I'm going to try that. No, no, no. The dead bodies, that's a warning sign, you jerk. Yeah, but it feels good. No, they're dead. No graduation. They're not going to be at their daughter's wedding. They're not going to be at the family picnic on Thanksgiving. No, drugs bad, alcohol bad, tobacco bad. No, they stupid. I love them and I tried to help them, but you can't keep pulling needles out of people's arms. I can tell you some stories. So no, I'm not shocked. And they become Democrats. They're comfortably numb, which is actually uncomfortably dumb. Yeah. And if people are upset about that, if they're angry that I'm saying that, drop dead, you dirtbag. Quit poisoning yourself. Quit being in the liability column. You're choosing to destroy your family. You're a bad person.
There's just certain things that you just can't do on a radio show without Ted Nugent present. And I mean, that kind of messaging, I love that kind of mission. We're coming up on the next break. We'll be right back. Talking to Uncle Ted. This is Lock and Load.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load.
There are just too many times people have tried to look inside of me, wondering what I think of you when I protect you out of courtesy.
If you've ever listened to this show, you can tell by my bumps and everything else I do. I really like music. And there's just some music that's timeless. From The Music Made Me Do It, another cut, just dropped by Ted Nugent. Where's that album? I'm talking to Uncle Ted. Where's that album available at, Ted? Everywhere?
I think it's available at all sporting goods stores and ammo depots. All Ted Nugent music can be found wherever firearms are sold. No, I think you can only get it through Amazon right now, and I don't know where else. I know there's all kinds of streaming technology out there, but yeah, we're very proud of the record. It's called The Music Made Me Do It, because Bill, all these years later, the music still makes us do it. We love that stuff.
I'm just glad you haven't changed. I'm glad you haven't changed the only way I can put it is style. Has anybody ever timed your hand, your picking hand?
Oh my God, I have a lot of people who really pay attention are always referencing that just the way I played my opening licks all the way back to the Great White Buffalo in 1970, even Journey to the Center of Mine, 1968. I don't even think I can get my tongue moving fast enough to replicate the throttling of my Bo Diddley on steroids right hand. But the way I play my licks, there's so many multiple grace notes and counter rhythms within the structure of the lick, like the opening pattern that you just played on Cocked, Locked, and Ready to Rock. There's a pummeling that you hear the jung jung jung, but in between every jung jung jung, there's a tick-tick-tick-tick-tick. And that's because I play a Gibson Birdland that has a hand-carved arch North American spruce top on it. It's a hollow body instrument that the way it ergonomically connects with my chest and my arm and my hand, and the way I was trained by Joe Podorsky at the Capitol School of Music on Grand River in 1959, the way I play is unique. Nobody else plays that way. And Eddie Van Halen has an unbelievable right hand. And Chuck Berry showed us how to do that. Chunk, 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 chunk. There's a whole lot of chicka chicka. And then the great Jimmy McCarty of Billy Lee and the Riviers that turned their name into Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels. Jimmy McCarty played that Gibson Birdland, and he had that chunk, 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 dunk, with a whole bunch of kickers to kind of create what a tambourine and the hi-hat and the bass drum would do on a rhythm track. And that's just what turned me on as early as 1958 from Bo Diddley, and it just went berserk from there. But no, I'm very proud of my style, and I still play my guitars every day. I just love that stuff, and it's primal. It's instinctive, and it's the sexiest thing I can imagine.
Well, I want to take us back. It's not the Wayback Machine, but in 2016, I got to video with Ted in Louisville at the NRA show, and I got to watch him just pick up a guitar, and he just off the cuff, he just belted out the Star Spangled Banner, which was sort of spooky. Just realizing that you're looking at somebody that has such mastery over his chosen instrument to play, that you just pick it up and just do that. So that was quite enlightening. But we also did one thing. If everybody had paid attention to us that day, we did away with polls that day. And I want to talk to you about that now, because here we are 4 years later. In 2016, we sat down and you and I both agreed that Trump was going to destroy Hillary Clinton. And as a matter of fact, I think I put it that Trump was going to club her like a baby seal.
And we're not condoning violence, but we're referencing victory over inferior creatures.
So here we are now in 2020. Now Hillary's drank so much Chardonnay she can't walk anymore, so she's out of the picture. And now we got Gropey Joe, who likes to smell the hair and touch the shoulders and nuzzle the necks of every female that he comes across. And
that's unbelievable. Who could possibly look at Joe Biden, watch him struggle to form a sentence, and then say, that's my guy? But what has happened to our species, Bill? I mean, can you name anyone more rotten to the core than Hillary Clinton, or the history of Joe Biden's corruption and criminal family behavior? This isn't a hunch. This isn't supposition. The evidence will gag you. The evidence is irrefutable. The Democrats are criminals. They want to elect their top criminals. They're constitutional oath violating, power abusing, criminally corrupt punks. But who on the streets of America would watch these people, would watch Tlaib from Detroit, or Omar from Minnesota, or Ortez from Brooklyn? Who would listen and watch and witness these people's actions and words and go, hey, I'm with her? What has happened to us?
I think that's actually made up by the media. I think anybody that follows this, I think this time around, they're completely unmasked. They're not getting that much play. Every time they've been snubbing Trump and not showing his daily coronavirus thing, but their ratings are in the tank. Nobody's watching them. Nobody's watching them. I mean, they're basically one, MSNBC, NN. They've all just morphed into one evil entity that gets it wrong, that lies, and everybody knows that. I mean, I don't think there's any doubt that mainstream media is over.
Well, I think the most important thing, and thank you, by the way, Bill, for celebrating and projecting and delivering truth, logic, common sense, and positive energy and spirit all the time, and especially during this very heartbreaking and dangerous pandemic and the quarantine. So we salute you on Lock and Loaded. You represent the we the people in the asset column of this country. So I'm just praying that we can discard the shackles of apathy, and we can reelect President Donald Trump in November, because the alternative is cultural suicide. So everybody who believes in freedom and the Constitution, God, family, country, you've got to register. You've got to vote. In fact, if people would go to HunterNation.org, HunterNation.org, our goal is to register everybody who believes in God, family, and country, and make sure we only elected employees who represent we the people who stand for God, family, country. That's HunterNation.org. That's our battle cry, candidate that believes in God, family, and country. And boy, we know who does, and we know who doesn't.
Oh, yeah, they've been telling that out loud. Like that's the part I don't quite get. And it bugs me that America is not furious right now. Because they got out there. You know, they called what Pelosi, she called what the tax break, she called that crumbs.
It's not only that, but then when America is hurting and Trump is trying to create a rescue bill to help the small family businesses and the corporations who hire Americans, the Democrats put in money for the propaganda ministry of public television and public radio. They take our tax dollars to give to Planned Parenthood so we can kill more babies and take the tax dollars of God, family, country Americans to support candidates from the Democrat Party who are against God, family, and country. I mean, there is a military term that I can't use on your radio show, but if I was talking about a really wild, big, white-tailed buck, it would be cluster buck.
Right.
But there's another version of cluster buck that we're in the middle of right now, but I hope people are paying attention to the pure rot of the Pelosi's and the Schumer's and the Democrat Party right now and watch a great commander-in-chief who dares the battle cry America first, renegotiating global contracts so that America benefits. And the number one goal right now, Bill, believe me when I tell you, we finally achieved energy independence with Donald Trump at the helm. Now we have to accomplish antibiotic and pharmaceutical independence, ASAP.
Thank you for joining me this evening. Stay safe out there, Uncle Ted.
Godspeed, man.
Back again tomorrow. It's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Through the night, through the dawn.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.